Okay, we are picking up at the very top line of Vav Amud Aleph. We are in the discussion of whether it is mutter to have bia rishona on Friday night, to have bia rishona, the first bia on Shabbos, because you would be creating potentially a chabura. So we listed the different stadim about whether halacha follows Reb Shimon or Reb Yehuda Makalkal Tzawara and all this different stadim. So now the Gemara discusses how we pass him. Bibei Rav Amrei, so in the base medrash of Rav, they used to say Rav Shar Yishmuel Aser. So their masor was that their Rebbe Rav was Mekel. However, Shmuel, his halachic, oftentimes the one who would dispute him, he was machmir. However, bin Harda, as Rashi points out, Naharda is the base midrash of Shmuel. They said the opposite. They said Rav Aser Shmuel. So they used to say Rav says it's Aser, while Shmuel permits it. So the Gemara points out, Amar of Nachman, Bar Yitzchak v'Simanach, how do you remember who held what? Elu Mekilin Atzman ve'elu Mekilin la'atzman. That both of them are going to be Mekil with regards to, meaning that their each Mesorah was to be Mekil, meaning in the house, in the Talmidim of Rav held that their Rebbe was Mekil and Shmuel was Machmir, and Talmidim of Shmuel held that their Rebbe was Mekil, Shmuel was Mekil, and Rav was Machmir. So each of them held that their own Rebbe was going to be Mekil. So the Gemara now says, if we're assuming that Rav is going to permit it because that's what the Talmidim says, so the Gemara asks Kasha, Rav, Shari, the Rav, based on his Talmidim, they really permit it? They Amar Rav Shimon bar Chizki Mishmei de Rav, Hai Mesuchreisa de Nezaisa. If you have this beer barrel stopper, so this is that they used to have this rag which would plug up the beer barrel and they would put this rag on. Aser Ladoka Biyoma Tava. It's Aser to put it in place on Yontif. And obviously Kol Shekein not on Shabbos either. This is going to be the Iser, is because when you're squeezing it out, it's going to be absorbed, and that is going to be the problem, is going to be a tolda of Bepashtos, is according to Rashi, potentially Malabin. Another explanation is that it's a tolda of Dash, of threshing or moving it. So over here in this case, a person clearly does not intend to squeeze out the beer from the cloth, yet Rav still says it's Usser. So Rav seemingly follows the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda that would hold that Davar Sheinu Miskavin is going to be Usser. Now there is a very, very important Tosos. We don't have time to get into the Rechos of the Tosos, Hai Mr. Chrysa Din Zaisa, but it's just important to note the principles. Some of the principles they bring up is, they get into the concept over here, is that at the end of the day, maybe this should be something which is going to be what's called a Psik Reisha De Lo Nichle. We're about to bring up the concept of Psik Reisha, which is very important to know in general what that means, that if you know the classic example, you know your fridge light is on. So if I'm opening the fridge door, I have no intention of making the fridge light come on, but I know for sure it will be turning on when I open the fridge. So that's usher, because that's the concept of psik resha, that something is going to be if it's going to be done, even though my action doesn't want it, because how can you call it davar sheinu meskaven? How can you call it something which might not be mechaven? If I know for sure it's going to happen, then I am mechaven. Even if I don't necessarily, my main point of doing it is for that purpose, but still, it's going to be usher. That is what's called a psik resha. The shaila becomes is what's called a psik resha de lo nichale. There's a further shaila whether lo nichale means I physically actually don't want it, or even if I just don't care. So if let's say the light is detrimental to me opening it, so maybe that's not called my action related to that action that's going to be happening. If for whatever reason light turning on makes it terrible that I open the fridge, so then that would be called the psik resha de lo nichale. So that is in the sources bringing it up, Hota Aruch, who says that psik resha de lo nichale doesn't revert back to your mice at all, and it's going to be mutter. Psik resha de lo nichale is not going to be usher, it's going to be mutter. Then Rabbeinu Tam disagreed very strongly with the Arach. I brought many rayas against the Arach. However, halacha advice, it's important to note that an Esurim Derabanan, the Shulchan Aruch seems to be makel about Esurim Derabanan on a Psik Risha de lo nichale, and these shailas come up all the time. Ramah is Machmir, but Sarach Gadol, Mr. Brewer, has Zadda maybe to be makel, but you don't realize all the times that this type of shaila can come up is, let's say, a big shaila, if it would get out of the shaila, we have to use other term if we are Machmir in this, but let's say cameras. If you have cameras there, so you don't want to be videoed, you don't care to be videoed. So if it's only an Isser to run out of Ksiva, if I walk somewhere while the camera's going off, that potentially could be a Psik Resha de lo nichale on an Isser Derabanan. The other example that we may know is like a cutting letters on words. If you hold it, it's a Mechika only Derabanan, and you don't want it there, or you certainly don't care if you erase the words or don't erase the words, so then you could potentially, according to the Shulchan Aruch, be totally makel about that Shaila. I believe that's Rav Avadia. I don't want to quote him right now and say lechachila, but definitely according to Shulchan Aruch, there's much more room to be made on that shaylov. We are machmer again lechachila like the Ramah, so we don't necessarily do that right away. But b'diavad, for sure, it's an important shita to know that this halacha comes up from this Tosfos and this sugya over here because they bring it up. Because at the end of the day, maybe I don't care if or don't want necessarily the beer to be coming out, and therefore maybe it's not an issue of it's lo nichale, and therefore might not necessarily be aser. Okay, that's a very important point to just point out. This is a very, very important Tosfos halacha. This Tosfos comes up in Shabbos, comes up here. It's a very, very important Tosfos. So now, back to the Gemara. So the Gemara is saying again that it's Usher. So this case, similarly, I don't want it to happen, and yet it's Usher. So the Chor is holding Rabbi Yehuda. Now the Gemara says, wait a second, though. Bahu, Afilu Rabbi Shimon, Modi Rabbi Shimon is going to agree that it's Usher, because the Abai Rama, this is bringing up the concept that we just said, Modi Rabbi Shimon, B'psik Resha, V'lo Yamos. That if you know, if something is inevitably going to happen, that's a B'psik Resha, Lemos, rhetorical. And if you cut off the chicken's head, it's not going to die, meaning if I know that I'm going to be doing Shechita, even if I don't necessarily want the chicken to die, it's still going to be Usher, even according to Rabbi Shimon. So that is the further shaila, is that if it's something which I don't want to happen, that might not be what Reb Shimon would say is asr. That is the shaila that we just mentioned over here, this big machlokas. So now the Gemara says, Vaiter. Wait a second. In the name of Rav, it says that we asr davar shenem eskaven according to Rav. And Rav Chana says the name of Shmuel, that Shmuel would say that it's mutter. So Rav Chia Bar Avin Masni Lo Balagav, Rav Chia Bar Avin had the Masorah that Rav and Shmuel disagreed without, quoting other man to Amar, that Rav himself, Rav Mar Malach Rav Yehuda, and Shmuel Mar Malach Rav Shimon, and those machlokas, Rav and Shmuel had a paskin. Do we hold Davar Shein HaMaskavin if I'm dragging the bench, because they're in, it's not inevitable that I'm going to create a fire on the ground. So when I'm dragging the bench in Shabbos, is that mutter Rasser, according to Rav? It's going to be Asher because he holds it like Rabbi Yehuda, and Shmuel is going to hold that it's Mutter. So then over here, coming into our circumstance, so how can we explain that Rav would say that it's Mutter to have Bir Rishona on Shabbos? So the Gemara says, La'olam Rav Kerb Yehuda Sfirlai. So no, Rav actually holds like Rabbi Yehuda, who says that Davar Shinim Skavin is also Asher. So Bir Rishona should really be Asher with the Virgin Shabbos because he might come to let her bleed. It might not, it's not even 100%, but the fact that it might do it is already Asher according to Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says now, but how do we answer it? But according to the version, that original question that we had, that the blood is going to be stored in her body is not considered the result of the wound, so then it's going to be only possible if you assume that it's mekalkel tzal Pesach. We have to assume that Rav would say it's permitted based on the fact that it's going to be considered mekalkel, and therefore we saw below that that in the previous Gemara that would be a circumstance which could be mekel. And even according to the one who says that it's going to be creating a wound, so there's going to be a wound is going to be usher mekalkel bechaburu, then even creating the wound is going to be destructive. And he holds like Rabbi Yehuda on that front. The Rabbi Yehuda held that mekalkel bechaburu is definitely not going to be an issur d'oraisa, maybe not even darbanan. That's the Shaila, but definitely is going to be room to Mimekel. So now, according to Shmuel, in the version of Rav, he would say that it's Asr to have Bira B'Rishon on B'Shabbos. Even if he follows Rav Shimon, that Davar Shin Miskamen, he was going to hold, that Tosos point this out, that it would, Lechora, he's going to hold that it's going to be either for, again, to say that it's going to be Mifkad Pakid, and therefore not be an issue. So that would be the point over there, that it's just going to be like opening the Pesach, and we saw that's not going to be an issue. Fine. So that's how we've answered for Rav. So Zezek Gemara now asking Akasha, that seemingly this is going to be against Shmuel now. If you have a girl who's below the age that she's not reached 12 nairis yet, so she's not necessarily supposed to be seeing dam. So she married. We give her 4 nights to which we say that everything that comes out of her body is going to be tahar. This is before there are gozer on dam basulim. We treat dam basulim like dam nidam in Rabbana now. And that's why even if you have dam basulim, you have to be makbid. So now, but this was before that time. So how long do we assume it's dam basulim? And that maybe it's actually her actual dam nida coming out, actual blood coming from osamakom. So Bisilo says, no, until the wound heals, that we can assume if the wound's not fully healed, then for sure all of the blood coming out that's discharged from her is going to be considered not dam nida, rather just from the wound, and she's considered tahor. So now the Gemara points out, Igiyaz man of the rose of Nisis, if the time had arrived, meaning that she is now above the age of whatever that age is, where she's supposed to be, she has a real nida, dam nida, so she's seeing blood as part of her menstruation period. So then, if that's the case over here, so then the Gemara says, so then, she has the first night, and that's it. He's allowed to be with her multiple times on that one night. Whereas Basil will say that we give her until Saturday night, meaning 4 nights. So the Mishnah is telling us that, assuming we get married on Wednesday night, so Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, and Saturday night. So what does that mean that we give her 4 nights? So the Gemara asks, turning on to Vav Amud Beis now, my love, de'i lo ba'il, matzi ba'il, afilu b'Shabbos. Does that not imply that if he did not successfully have bia with her yet, matzi ba'il, afilu b'Shabbos, that he didn't have bia rishona yet, the Gemara is assuming? So therefore, we're assuming that you did not have Bir Rishona yet, or at least complete the Bir Rishona yet. So we're assuming that you're creating this blood by rupturing the hymen, the place of that area which is going to create the Dam Basulim. So that would be something which is going to be mutter on Shabbos. That's the raya from this brisa. Like, where's the Marava Lo Levar b'Shabbos? That means that she only have be with her the other nights, but Shabbos, even though we said it four nights, we just meant that really until the last fourth night, the chiddush about Shabbos is Motzei Shabbos, that she's allowed to be on Motzei Shabbos. And where it says, so if that's the case, Amar Le'Abaya though ve'ad on Motzei Shabbos, Amar Le'Lus Ketani. The brisa, the Mishnah says rather that we give her until Saturday night for a total of four nights. And apparently, seemingly, why are you saying we give her, say either four nights or until Saturday night? Why are you saying both? Seemingly, the double lashon is to teach you that each individual night, it's mutter for him to have Bir Rishona with his wife on Shabbos. So it says the Gemara, Ella Amarava Kishabal. The Mishnah is talking about a case where they had full Bia on the first night. So therefore, it was already, he already was broke the Basulim beforehand. And so therefore, Rava is taking issue with Rav Chisda's basic assumption that you didn't necessarily have the full Bia. No, you did. You definitely caused it to bleed. And the subsequent night is not going to be, is just finishing the point. The Gemara says, but if you already had bia, full bia, and you already broke the basulim and her blood already come out, so what is going to be the chiddush of the mission telling us that four nights until Motzei Shabbos? So then, if you're telling me that already that you broke the blood, so then what would be the havmina that you're creating any wound whatsoever? So says the Gemara, kamash mulan deshari lemival b'Shabbos. So we're teaching us the chiddush over here that once you break the blood completely, it's ruptured, it's considered permitted to have bia rishona, that bia not rishona anymore, even though further bleeding may come out about that. Kiddushmul as Shmuel says, Damar Shmuel kipirza dechuka mutar likanes b'Shabbos. It if you literally have a pirza dechuka tight. Opening on Shabbos, you let it break through that alpe shemashit soros, even though you're going to be moving literally pebbles, meaning that moving this widening in the entrance is forbidden because the touch is going to be widening. Shmuel is following the opinion of Rabbi Shimon that davar she'ena miskaven is going to be mutter. So therefore, he holds that even though the full bia is going to be possible, that maybe subsequent acts will create and more bleeding, which would be creating chabura. But since we do not follow this point, so therefore it's going to be mutter to have that, even though we might say that it would create more bleeding. We're not chosh for that because davar she'ena miskaven is going to be mutter. So now the Gemara says, Meisiv Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef is going to continue challenging Shmuel that it's usher to have if you hold a tzad that it's going to be usher to have Bir Rishona on Shabbos. So Chasan Patr Mikriyat Shema Laila Harishon Ad Motzei Shabbos, that the person who is marrying a Basula, he's exempt from Shema the first night of his marriage until Saturday night Im Lo Asa Maisa, if he had not performed the act of having Bia, because we know that there's a concept of Osek B'Mitzvah Patr Min HaMitzvah, that Osek B'Mitzvah Patr Min HaMitzvah tells you that if I'm Osek in one mitzvah, I am exempted. I'm not. That's the whole shayla. The Ritva goes further. Ritva and Sukkah Fimashita says that not that I'm exempt, or I'm not allowed to do the second mitzvah. Because let's say I'm Osek in a certain mitzvah. I'm saying Kriyat Shema. And all of a sudden this other mitzvah comes my way. So I stop my Kriyat Shema. I was fundamentally putter from that other mitzvah, and now I'm going ahead and doing it. So who's to say I am allowed to do that? Then there's a fundamental machlokas between the Ran and the Tosos. How far does that go? If it's a little bit strenuous for me to be able to mekayim both esher shlekayim shneim, and I haven't done them yet, do I have a chiyuv? Do I should be doing it? Is there a chiyuv to do it? That seems to be machlokas between the Ran and Tosos. There's a lot of shailas about this osik mitzvah patur min mitzvah, and also famously does not apply to Talmud Torah. That's the whole shaila. Why not? Why doesn't osik mitzvah patur min mitzvah apply to Talmud Torah? If the Talmud Torah is connected to kulam, so then why in the world, if the Talmud Torah, I would have think that if Talmud Torah is the greatest thing in the world to be doing, so then why should it be that if any mitzvah comes my way, that's if shalasa zidachirim, then I have a chiyuv to do it. So that already the Rambam explains, based I think it's on Yerushalmi, that we assume that because you're going to lilmod amanat shalo lasos. What's the whole purpose of Torah, we say every day in Avraba. We hold Liomod Lamed Lishmar Velasos, we Akash Baruch Hu, that we should be able to keep and learn the Torah in order that we should be able to be Mekayim the Torah. That's the whole purpose of learning Torah, is to listen to Hashem. So here a mitzvah comes your way, you're not going to be doing it. That's the kind of counterintuitive. The whole purpose of obviously there's a mitzvah inherently in Talmud Torah, and it's a critical mitzvah, but still, that is the one exception to the rule of Osek Mitzvah Patar Min HaMitzvah. So back to over here. So here you have the fact that he's a chassan. He is going to be putter from Kriyat Shema. Im lo asa maisa, my love the tarid debay lemilva. So the Mishnah implying that he's putter even on Friday night. But lechora, he's preoccupied because he's going to be wanting to have bia on Friday night. Seemingly, the only reason he should be putter is because he's putter because he's supposed to be having bia on Friday night. And that tirda, that preoccupiedness, will remove him from being chayav to do Kriyat Shema. So where's Amalei? Abaye lo the tarid de lo ba'il. Really, in fact, he's actually, that's a whole shayla also by daytime. Is he a putter from the daytime? Also, Pasha says, says maybe he was only planning having it by night. By daytime, he'd be chayiv in the kriyat shema shel yom. Either way, so the Gemara says lo detar de lo baya. We're talking about a case he had not yet had bia, and that's why he's preoccupied with the failure to have bia rishona. He has his first time doing it, so he doesn't really know what he's doing, and that's why he is preoccupied, and therefore he's assuming that the preoccupation of not having performed bia is going to pater him from the mitzvah. So says the Gemara, is that really true? Amrle Rava, umishum tirda pater. Is it really true that just being preoccupied with something you're going to be exempt from the mitzvah? Alamata tavas or nasal biyam. If someone's ship is sinking, achanamit the pater, he's also exempt from reciting the Shema since he's preoccupied. He's going to be losing his whole business. That's not true. The Gemara says v'chitim achanamit. Maybe you'll say that is true, that if you're preoccupied, you're pater. V'ha'amar Rabbi Abba v'zavda marav avel chaya v'chol mitzvah satorah. Mitzvah satorah chutz min tefillin. That avel is in fact obligated to all the mitzvahs in Torah except for tefillin. So avel siyum rishon is pater from mitzvah tefillin even after the burial because shenemar behen pe'er that is glory and an avel is. But he's rolling around in his sadness, so he's not having this glory. So we see that although an avel is certainly preoccupied with the sorrow of his mitzvah, of his loss, still is that this preoccupation does not exempt one does not exempt one from the mitzvah. So that's a very fascinating thing about avelus. I mean, the Rashi there in Sukkah implies that the person should not be focusing too much on that. The avelus is an hanhaga, but not necessarily supposed to be, let's say, too much or preoccupied to the point where it's affecting avodas Hashem, which is fascinating because the whole idea of avelus is to recognize that there is a loss over there, but at the end of the day, it doesn't pater you from the other mitzvah. So what comes out though is that a chassan is pater because over there he is seemingly is preoccupied in the mitzvah. But if a person is not preoccupied, so meaning the chassan who wasn't baal yet, why should he be pater if he's not allowed to be baal on Friday night? Lechora he should be chayav. So the Gemara elam arava tonight, meaning should be chayav in Kriyat Shema tonight. Really, it's a machlokas tonight whether or not you're allowed to be a rishona. So the Gemara says the Tana Chada, one Tana taught us if lost the Maisa Barishan. If he had not yet performed the act of Bia the first night, and Patr Apashini is going to be exempt the second night, Bishani, Bitatar Bashlishi, even Friday night, Bitanidach, Rishon Vishan Patr Shlishi Chayav, that the third night he's obligated to restore Kriyat Shema because he's not allowed to have Bia Rishona. So Rav has just proven to us that Lechora there's a Machalkas Tanaim about whether or not Bia Rishona, the first Bia, is going to be Mutter or Asr on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Be'abaye, how is Abaye going to explain this Machalket? So says the Gemara now, Abaye is going to explain the Machalkas the following. Hasam Nami Betirda Pligi, that they're also the to disagree what level of preoccupation is failure to act. Is that considered a tirda or not? So meaning everybody is going to hold, we can explain, both braces are going to hold like Shmuel, that one is not allowed to have bia rishona b'Shabbos. The second brace, which requires the Seder Kriyat Shema, is saying that since he's not engaged in the mitzvah right now, he's not going to be pater. And the other brace says, oh, no, even that is going to be enough. Then what level of tirda is going to pater you? So this is a fascinating diyun, halacha mesa, that we see that a chassan is pater from saying Kriyat Shema, on Laila Rishona, that should apply bizman hazeh. However, Tosfos already over there in Brachos, when it first came up at the very beginning, when we started the Daf Yomi together and the Talmud Bavli in Mesechus Brachos in the very early, in the second part, it comes to the first part a little bit. So the Gemara over there brings up the case of a chassan being pater. So Tosfos point out that what's the whole reason is because we're afraid you're not going to have kavanas. Tosfos, we don't really have, that we've already, Tosfos talking about 1,000 years ago, we don't really have such good kavana nowadays. So you're going to tell me that a chassan is going to not going to say Kriyat because of his kavana? That implies that the rest of the year he's saying, look at me, I have kavana the rest of the year. So Tosfos says, no, really, bizman is there, we don't have kavana at all. And therefore, a chassan jafka should say Kriyat Shema, not to show that he's having kavana, that is yura. It's religious arrogance to assume that he is going to be saying that he has kavana the rest of the year, and therefore a chassan is chayav in Kriyat Shema, and he should be chayav. That's how we quote in Shulchan Aruch. That's very fascinating because it didn't mamash flips on its head. The whole svar of the Gemara over there was that it's religious arrogance to if you say that you are going to say Kriyat Shema because you're showing you're able to have kavana, which really now we're saying Tosfos flips on its head. Now it is all chassanim. If you don't do it, that's going to be religious arrogance because that's showing the rest of the year you think you have kavana. So really, a person should be saying Kriyat Shema as a chassan. So that's the idea of Osek Mitzvah Patur Mitzvah. It's a very fundamental big yisod, and it's a very nice, fascinating sugya. So now the Gemara says, that's all, okay, we don't have time to get into more lumdas. The Rosh Lavijik wanted to say that there's also a shaila, whether what's called hutra or dechuya, that when I'm, it's somewhere, it might be I'm calling the machlokas around dozos, but whether or not, if I'm Osek in the mitzvah and I have the ability to do a second mitzvah, I'm not negating the first. I'm able to do both. When it's Esher L'Kayim Shneim, so should I be doing it or not? Might be this concept of what's called Hutra D'Chuya. Hutra means that I don't have any issue doing it whatsoever. Like, for example, if I have a Kli Shem Lachtel Isser, so I have a pen on my table on Shabbos. So that's Machlokas Achorim, Halacha Maisa. If it's Hutra or D'Chuya, meaning am I allowed to move this pen, Lechatchila or not, meaning I could just easily just move my chair a foot over and sit there. I just happen to be sitting here. So do I have a din of Kli Shem Lachtel Isser, L'Tzorach Makomo now, so I have my Gemara, I want to put my Gemara right in front of where I am. So is that Hutra or D'Chuya, meaning should I pick up the pen and move it because I'm sitting there right now, or because it's so easy for me just to move over a half a foot, should I be allowed to do that? If you say it's Hutra, then that's the heter. That Kli Shem Lachtel Isser, L'Tzorach Makomo is totally fine. Lechatchila, it's totally fine to do such a thing to move it. If you say it's D'Chuya, it says no, you should try to avoid it. If you can't avoid it, then you don't. So here also, move your chair a foot over and don't deal with it. So similar over here with regards to Ozek Mitzvah, Pater Mitzvah, when I'm engaged in the first mitzvah, is it Heter Gamar? I don't have to be Ozek anything else whatsoever, or no? If I'm able to do both without negating the first one, so then that would be a nice thing to be able to do both. Okay, that is a question, a nice chakira that Rav Soloveitchik has about the kasugya of Ozek Mitzvah, Pater Min HaMitzvah. Let's go weiter. So it says the Gemara now. So Abai is going to say that there's a argument. But Hanit Tanai, can I tell you? These Tanaim are similarly with like the sheet of the other Tanaim. The Tanai we learn in a Braisa. Hakonus is a basula. Someone who marries a virgin, lo yivol betchila b'Shabbos. You should not have beer or shana with her on the first time of Shabbos. V'chachamim tiru. However, the chachamim say that it is mutter. So similarly, we have a flag of Tanaim. So Gemara says, man chachamim. Amar Rabba, Rabbi Shimon is the chor of Rabbi Shimon. Damar devashin uskaven mutter. The chor, this is the sheet of Rabbi Shimon. And since his primary intent is to have bia, to have relations with his wife for the pleasure of having relations with the wife and creating the marriage, so therefore that the chor is not going to be. So says Gemara, Amalei Abaye, V'amodei Reb Shimon bepsik reisha v'lo yamus. Or lechora Reb Shimon would agree that if something is definitely going to happen, inevitable consequence is going to happen. Here also, it's inevitable that it's going to be causing bleeding. Reb Shimon should say that it's going to be aser. We already pointed this out. This kasha already was pointed out earlier on yesterday's daf. We pointed this out. So says Gemara, Amalei lo kalei bavlin. The Braisa doesn't refer to these people who are bavlin she'in bekin ba'atayah, who aren't knowledgeable whatsoever about you can penetrate at an angle which won't break the hymen and therefore the blood will not be released. Ela she'ish bekin ba'atayah. There are those who know. Are knowledgeable about where to penetrate from, and therefore you wouldn't violate the Isra and Shabbos of creating the Basulim. And since the Braisa is referring to such people, therefore it would not be a Pesik Reisha. Reb Shimon allows him to have Bir Reisha, and it would come out that if a person has no idea to do a Derech HaTayah, or it's possible that a Derech HaTayah would come out, then it would be a Pesik Reisha, it would be Asra L'Kuliyama. So Gemara says, Im Kain Torah Lama, so why do you have to come out the preoccupation that exempts the Chassan from Shema? Maybe you should say that he's going to be having Bia. So Gemara points out that this Tirda is Lisha Enu Baki. He's referring to someone who's not knowledgeable about this way of doing it, and that's the Heter for him not to say Kriya Shema on Friday night. So Gemara says, Yomar Baki Mutar, then Shena Baki Asur. You're going to tell me that someone who's knowledgeable about this method is going to be permitted to have Bia with a Basula on Shabbos, because again, it's not going to be Psik Risha, and She'ina Baki Asur, someone who's not eligible is going to be Asur. The Raisa doesn't seem to make any chiluk. So says the Gemara, Rov Biki and him. Most people are knowledgeable about this. Since most people are, therefore, the Raisa is simply saying that a chassan may have bia with a besula on Shabbos, since we are entitled to assume that any person will know about this. So lechora, it comes out the person who's not knowledgeable about it is not allowed to have bia rishona on Shabbos, even because lechora is not, it's going to be a psik risha. So that is going to be a very fascinating thing. That would be the point over here, that would be the case. So says the Gemara, so Amar Le Rav Chana Labaye, Elamata Sheshvanin Lama. So why do we say that there's going to be people taking, and the times of the Gemara of Bava Asra, I've linked about this, is that they used to have attendants who would prepare the stuff for the Chasen and the Kalan. It used to be that you did it for your friends, and their friends would have to do it for you. So that, what would happen, part of this procedure was that they would make sure that they would have bed with sheets that would not be pre-stained with blood, so not to show any evidence of her of being a Basula or not. So the Gemara says, so why do you have that? Sheshvanin lama mape lama. Why do you have a sheet? Why do you have these things at all? Why do you have these things to show if a person, if the chosen wants to make this false claim, what could he do? Is he could have bia derech hataya and claim that she wasn't a virgin. So if we're really just, if we're afraid of this claim, that's going to be a problem. Where we are concerned that there's really going to be blood, he's going to see the blood and he's going to destroy it. If he has bia that it's still going to be intact, so that would be other ways to show that he was falsely accusing her by showing that still the hymen was intact. But if he has bia, we're afraid that he's going to destroy the blood. That's why we put out the mappa. So Gemara says Mesi Rami. Rami has a kasha though that Mefis Morsa B'Shabbos. So again, we're going back to the labia Rishon on Shabbos. That somebody who pops like a boil on Shabbos. So im lasos lapet, if it's to make an opening for it on Shabbos, he wants to improve the boil by making the hole. Will remain at least until tomorrow. So then it's going to be chayev, because the reason is because that's going to be bone, because that person is going to be building similarly over here also. So Gemara says of imlotzi b'mena lecha, but if the only remove is to remove the fluid, the pus, his intent to remove it, then it wouldn't necessarily going to be asr. So says the Gemara, turning on the Sama Pater. So then his purpose is only going to be making an opening. So Ravami is assuming that those who say that it's usher for a virgin on Bia Shabbos, they do so because there's bleeding involved, which is considered an act of wounding, and not because of the point of Mifkad Pakid. So the Gemara is assuming right now, Ravami apparently is assuming right now that the creation of this through even unintentional is therefore permitted because we follow Rabbi Shimon, or we hold that it's going to be Mekalka. So if that's the case over here, so the Chora maybe here should be Aser. So the Gemara says, Asam Pakid V'Akir. There, the boil is going to be, there should be Mutter rather. So then the Gemara says, there it's completely detached from the surrounding flesh. Hacha Pakid V'Lo Akir. Whereas in the case of the blood is collected, but not going to be detached. So that's what we see from over here. So now we're just going to quote one. Halacha Rabbi Ami, Shem al-Mitvah b'Shabbos, Rabbi Ami said that it's mutter to have beer Rishon on Shabbos. Amalei Rabbanan v'ha lo ksiva ksuba. Wait a second. You didn't write a ksuba. The ksuba, what? Right? That was a legal document that was insurance for the woman, and the Gemara is going to say that it's usher to remain one moment without, because it's her insurance. They ever get divorced, that she should have her way out. So, l'chora, if they don't have a ksuba, she's not allowed to remain with him. So, amalei atvus mataltalin. You have to give her some movable property to secure the ksuba obligation, and that would be okay. In such a circumstance, that would be okay. That's a special leniency over here. To assume that you have the value items as a security, and that's going to be pikadon until a written ksuba can be drawn up. This again is only going to be done until the point where you are going to be writing the ksuba, but as a temporary measure, Rabbi Ami says that this should be mutter. Okay, so the Gemara says, let's keep going. We'll have a little bit more time. Rav Zvid, Shar Lemiva B'Tchil B'Shabbos. Rav Zvid said it's permitted to have beer Rishona first time on Shabbos. Ikedami Rav Zvid Gufei Bal B'Tchil B'Shabbos. Rav Zvid himself did it. And the Gemara continues, Rav Yehuda Shar Lemiva B'Tchil B'Yom Tov. He said it specifically on Yom Tov, you didn't have beer Rishona. Amar Lei Rav Papi Mishmini D'Rava Lo Tema B'Yom Tov Shari HaB'Shabbos. So don't say that specifically as a deal. Maybe Yom Tov can be more make on Shabbos. We know specific halachas more make on Yom Tov Shabbos. Rather, who attend Afilu B'Shabbos Nami Shari. The reason that we just said was that because the Shaul asked him about Yom Tov, but in Nechanami, he holds it once you hold it, it's Mutar Yom Tov, he would hold it's Aser on Shabbos as well. However, Rav Papa Mishmini D'Rava Amar Lo B'Yom Tov Shari B'Shabbos Aser. That specifically Yom Tov is different than Shabbos. So Rav Papi is going to reject Rav Papa. Okay, we'll pick up Be'ez Hashem with Amar Lei Rav Papi. The Rav Papa, because we already folded down the number, but Be'ez Hashem with the Kasha and Rav Papa, Be'ez Hashem in tomorrow's daf.